Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Get ready. I'm running on about 3 hours sleep, and so that should provide us with an interesting show. I've noticed some of my best broadcasts are when I'm exhausted. You know, I flew up a month ago to confront Piers Morgan in New York and got on a plane at 6 in the morning and flew back, so I got about 3 hours sleep then. I drove about 2.5 hours to the edge of Houston, to a little town called Katy, well, it's about 20,000 people, to protest Piers Morgan last night. He had on his show the Texas Attorney General, and he also had on the transmission with Piers Morgan, frequent guest on our show. We need to get him back on. That, of course, is Ted Nugent. But on my way down there, I got a call that the owner of Tactical Firearms was calling, trying to get a hold of me at the office. So I called him, and he said, "Listen, I'm a listener." And that's disinfo in the media that I said we should have background checks for ammo. And by the way, I'll let you come in and say hi to him in the green room to surprise him, but you got to promise not to be mean to him. So by the time I got there, because we stopped and ate and a few things, because I knew they were going live, so I thought, well, I'm not in a hurry. But again, Piers Morgan shot most of it taped, it turned out. By the time I got there, Piers Morgan wasn't, you know, in the area off to where they were setting up in one of the biggest shooting ranges in the country. He was in there already shooting, in the midst of shooting. I think it was 10 different guns, so he could demonize them properly. And they just walked me right in there. And I didn't know Piers Morgan was going to be in that room. I was going to meet with the owner of Tactical Firearms, because that's who I was going to talk to first, to see, hey, can I go talk to Piers? And thank God, I said, you know what, I better just start my iPhone. And I walk through, and it's Piers Morgan, and I didn't catch it on tape, but Jeremy Alcide, the owner, says that he has, like, high-def surveillance cameras and audio of everything. He's going to give it to us. And I saw it, though. Piers Morgan literally kind of stepped back and was like, whoa, whoa. Oh, oh. Like he'd seen a ghost. It was worth $1 million. And I've been bullhorning. I bullhorned, I don't know, off and on for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So I've got more of a Batman voice today. I don't mean to talk like this. It's kind of comical in a way, but this is what my voice has turned into. You've given everything you've got, Batman. I haven't given enough. Can you imagine those actors trying to talk like that? It's pretty ridiculous. So here I am. Here I am, and my voice will actually come back. It's funny. When I haven't been talking since I've been ranting and screaming, when I first get on the air, it's really hard to talk. But once I've been on a little while, it gets a little bit easier. When we come back from break, I will go over all the top headlines that are up on Infowars.com. Author and former intelligence contract pilot accused in murder-suicide. Man, the way they love to kill people is they will shoot your wife, shoot your kids, shoot you, and say you did it. That is so common. America Next, vigilante militias patrol Mexico, and in the areas where they're doing it, it's the only areas that are safe. Yeah, when the government's corrupt, people take the law into their own hands. Globalist-funded think tank says poverty will save the planet. And that's always been the plan. But here they are again saying, cut off the resources, make everybody poor. That's the answer to everything. U.S. government says drone striking Americans is legal. That's why they're gearing up for it domestically. The video's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Alex Jones confronts Piers Morgan at gun range. We're going to play that video and audio. Ted Nugent says, full of crap, Piers Morgan needs to leave gun owners the hell alone. And I left before Ted Nugent came out at the end because I knew we had to drive back to Austin, but he drove by, rolled down the window, and said, I'm going to kick his ass for you.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's proflowers.com. Secret code, RADIO13.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, blasting out on XM 166, over 150 AM and FM affiliates, and of course the internet with audio streams, the free podcast, and more at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfowarsNews.com. and PrisonPlanet.tv for the video feeds. Wow. Same story that we have every day, but worse every day. Just so much info. It is all off the charts what we're going to be covering here today. Coming up here in about 25 minutes from now, we're going to have the owner of Tactical Firearms, one of the biggest shooting ranges and gun shops in the country. He's going to be joining us. He had Piers Morgan in his operation yesterday in Katy, Texas, just west of Houston. And some people will ask, why are you following Piers Morgan? Why are you talking about him? Piers Morgan only has 500,000 viewers. Yes, I know that. I know that. But the rest of the globalist media is promoting him and pushing his sound bites, so he's the main voice of the White House. They admit they're in consultation with the White House. And so we are responding to them. He puts out the talking points that are picked up everywhere else. And so when he comes to Texas, we have to go there. And I did go there yesterday, and I'll tell you about what happened behind the scenes. And by the way, Rob Dews got the footage. We got home at 1:30 in the morning, back to the office. It's high-def footage. He went in and downloaded it so he could edit it this morning, because there's hours of it. And so we'll have that out later in the day, surely by InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to be live, by the way, with Aaron Dykes. It's going to be live tonight. More and more it's live. Sometimes part of it's live. Some of it's already been taped. But this is live tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, that airs via the subscribers and then goes out on a lot of different cable systems and folks actually download it and air it. It's prisonplanet.tv. InfoWarsNews.com. But it was just amazing how CNN was behaving behind the scenes. And then as soon as we turned our cameras off, they ran up and said, "Are you ready to come back with Piers? You'll be nice. Do it by satellite. Are you ready?" It's just so funny. But the reason we went down there is you see Obama running around with the shotgun photo, firing the shotgun, saying he's skeet shooting. And you see Biden saying, "Nobody's going to take my Beretta," and Obama saying, "I pledge never take your guns." It's the same stuff from 4 years ago. Whenever they think they have the initiative and can blame gun owners for some tragedy, they're like, "You're all murderers, you're Klan members, you helped kill the children at Sandy Hook, you're the scum of the earth, we defeated Hitler, we can defeat you, you are the trash of the planet, you are the garbage, you are the filth, we have a right to not be endangered by you evil white southerners, we'll overcome the Constitution," just all the race baiting, division, balkanization. But as soon as the data mining comes out that Forbes reported on, in fact, I never covered that properly Sunday. I want to bring that up when the owner of Tactical Firearms comes on. Will you guys re-pull me out of Sunday Stack the article about NRA winning the gun battle? And again, it's not the NRA. They act like the NRA speaks for all gun owners. Well, they could be taken over. They could be infiltrated. They could be shut down. No, it's the Second Amendment. Our forebears, the Republic, the country born out of the attempt to take guns. They want to make it about the NRA, so it's not about the Second Amendment. But the point is, the big data mining companies say, look, it's conclusive. This is backfired on the gun grabbers. I don't need data mining to know this. I track things. I watch things. I really tell you what I believe. I don't get up here and just say something because I think it's what I want to happen. Mitt Romney. There it is, NRA winning the influence battle over gun control. I'm going to cover that later. Mitt Romney was a globalist. Mitt Romney was there, though, to act like a constitutionalist or conservative slash libertarian so he could take the seat of that and represent it to then lose. This is the globalist program. I don't know if Mitt Romney was let in on this, but this is clearly what happened. So that he could put out those debates, they could be falsely discredited, and then they could say it was a mandate for socialism, open borders, world government, gun control, UN controlling our military, which we're now told. And Republicans come out and say, "I guess it's a mandate. Yeah, we've got to do whatever the Democrats want. Yeah, it's a mandate." Really, Congress has a 9% approval rating? This is a rigged system. And the reason we're being told there's a mandate, and Republicans are even saying do what the Democrats say more and more, and oh, there's these few extremist Republicans in the House that, you know, only care about their constituents. How about the Constitution? And so we've got to get rid of them, and then America can go into the future with real change, change you can believe in. The mega banks have the same policy from Australia to Germany to Canada to the United States, from Mexico to Brazil, from Nigeria to South Africa, from the Horn of Africa to the streets of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. They want the public poor and deindustrialized and controlled with only a few monopoly corporations controlling it. That's the real world paradigm. That's what's happening. I mean, here they are today. I've got mainstream news articles, and Kurt Nimmo wrote about it at InfoWars.com. author and former intelligence contract pilot accused of murder-suicide. We're going to get to that, but another Kurt Nemo article. Globalist-funded think tank says poverty will save the planet. And then they've got another article out today saying, well, what we need to do is we need to have people just work less and have less, and that's going to save the earth. That's in my stack of news. And see, that's what Obamacare does. The average worker now is going from about 40 hours a week to less than 30 because under Obamacare, written by the big corporations, they don't have to give you coverage. And so it is a permanently underemployed population of working poor. This is wealth destruction. And they just, I remember 3 years ago going in Whole Foods, or back in 2008 when they engineered that old crash, I guess 5 years ago. Man, how time flies. And half the magazines, we even went and shot video and did reports on it, said austerity's fun, it's cool, it lowers your carbon footprint, being poor is cool, get ready to be real poor, get ready for your power prices to double and triple. And driving home from southeast Texas, just west of Houston from the Piers Morgan situation last night that I'm going to talk about in a moment, I saw the town of Fayetteville and the famous modern example, 20-year-old, clean-burning power plant of Fayetteville that supplies part of Houston's power, but one-third of the unit, just three power plants, supplies Austin. And I'd read that they were going to go ahead and start powering it down and shutting it down, and that Austin was going to shut it down, it's part of the plant, until it could be sold, of course, to insiders for nothing. That we paid for some astronomical amount. Like, I forget the numbers, like $700 million or something Austin paid for. I mean, you just type it up. Austin to shut down Fayetteville plant. They've shut down our other two plants. Now our final plant. Yep, that's it. And we're driving by at like midnight by Fayetteville. And I see the smokestacks, and I see the two that supply Houston, the two smokestacks that have the two factories, you know, the two factories of power, the two clean-burning coal plants on them, and then that one, and the no smoke was coming out of it. Of course, it's not really smoke. It was cold last night. It's water vapor and carbon dioxide, but the media tells you it's smoke. Oh, look, dirty smoke. And there it is, just turned off. So Austin has to buy its power from Boone Pickens. See that insider deal he's got. And so Austin has to buy its power from Mexico. They ship power and loses a bunch of it over the lines all the way from Mexico now out of dirty burning plants. So globalist insiders that gave money to the city council can make cash. And again, that's how my brain works. Everywhere I go, I just see they're evil. The average person would never know Fayetteville's where we got now half our power. They've shut down the other two plants. We were self-sufficient. Austin owned three plants. Three plants, and was 100% self-sufficient and had incredibly cheap power, some of the cheapest in the country. It is now double. This is all in the Austin American Statesman. They're very proud of it. And the mayor says it's for the earth, and it's going to double again. But remember, the government district is exempt from the rolling blackouts and the power price increases, and select corporations are given that same pay rate, that same rate card. I mean, this is the real discrimination. While we're all worried about black, white, Hispanic, all this garbage, while they're trying to inject that all day, so we're thinking that's where the real action's going on, globalists are exempt. They take $85 billion a month, and less than $10 billion of it, this is even in the Wall Street Journal, goes to bankers and people. And they argue, hey, we're not getting this money for ourselves. No, it goes to prop up derivatives, but a little dirty secret, they've already written off most of those derivatives. They're already triaged. They just take the money, the $85 billion, and shove it into that black hole to destroy the money, because they're creating so much fiat currency. They sell the service, they want to control inflation, but really what it's all about is just destroying our wealth, because the globalists have unlimited fiat, but then it'll lose value if they don't destroy our wealth. You understand? So
That's how they get wealthy, just like shutting off Iraqi oil is what the oil companies wanted to boost prices. It's not that they wanted more oil. They wanted less oil. Same deal. They don't want more power. They want less power, power they own. See how that works? And they're taking old ladies' houses for unpaid income tax they can't pay and stuff to then just shove it into a black hole and burn it.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back and a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Oh, great. Now I've got to go to court.
Meet Tina, now facing a future court date.
I can't afford an attorney.
Then learn how to represent yourself in court, step by step, without a lawyer.
How?
Online at howtowinincourt.com.
Howtowinincourt.com?
Howtowinincourt.com was created by a 27-year veteran attorney, so you can know how to win without a lawyer.
Now I can go to court with confidence.
Learn how at howtowinincourt.com, the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
It just really gets to me that the power prices where I live have doubled the last 4 or 5 years. It's a globalist plan. It's happening all over the country, but we are the model. And they're on the news saying, it's for the earth. We're going to charge you even more. But by the way, we, the elite, are exempt, the alpha maggots. And that just illustrates everything I'm talking about in this country. And it's happening all over the world. And they are going to continue to drop the hammer on us until we wake up. They're going to impoverish everybody. I don't care if you're a bureaucrat, a police officer, a firefighter, a school teacher, a code enforcer. This is horrible what's happening. And I know most people in government aren't actively evil. You're just yes men. But my goodness, it's time to say no. But regardless, if you don't do the right thing in government, that's your issue. You continue to say people who don't like the government are terrorists, we're extremists, try to label us. That is only woken people up that much more. I talked to a lot of police officers last night that were out there because the Attorney General of Texas was there and a bunch of other stuff, and they were all awake, all those Katy police officers. I talked to a whole bunch of veterans there that run security at the biggest shooting range in the country. That is indoor shooting range. We can rent full auto and the rest of it to test them out. They sell one of the biggest silencer sellers in the country for people that get the ATF stamp and all the rest of it. The point is, that fellow's coming up in the next segment. It's just that people know we're going down the road of tyranny. We just need to figure out how to put the brakes on. And we have those remedies. It's just that those of us that know the remedies from the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, you know, America, that's what makes America America, and our enforcement of those laws, we have to rediscover that and enforce them. And we're going to be called terrorists because a foreign power has taken the country over, a foreign corporate power that's slick and has all the PR, but at the end of the day, it's still a fraud and a lie. Now, I didn't even get to this yesterday. I'm going to get into the whole Piers Morgan thing in the next segment and play the audio and video of my backstage confrontation with him. And it was friendly till the end because I promised if they let me in there to surprise him, I'd be nice. And I'm a man of my word. They got a little snotty, and then I got a little snotty with them. Jesse Jackson pushes new Occupy plan, have Homeland Security occupy Chicago with armed TSA agents. And that's up at Infowars.com. We wrote about it yesterday. Mike Adams also wrote about that report over at NaturalNews.com. But the issue here is that people said, oh, that's just Jesse Jackson saying we need to have federal troops and TSA to stop the crime wave in Chicago where they've taken the guns from the people. And you can look at them banning the guns in the 80s. In fact, I was just looking at a graph in one of our reports last night. And you just see the crime rate explode after that. It's absolutely cause and effect. It's well known. Where there's more guns in legal hands, crime rate goes down because criminals are scared. Look at carjackings all over the country. They were an epidemic. Don't hear about those a lot except if it's Chicago or New York or L.A. because you get your butt blown off doing that. I mean, probably half the cars driving around in Texas are packing heat. Half the women that I run into are packing heat in their purse. And it really scares the criminals. That's like police on the street. That's all it is. You can't have a cop there every time somebody commits a crime, but you can have a citizen there. And you're going to have some bad stuff happen, yeah. But statistically, it's much better to have guns everywhere than to not have them. But everybody already knows that. People know that. That's why they're losing the gun-grabbing debate, and they're panicking. And here's the Forbes article, NRA winning the influence battle over gun control. We're going to break some of that down, but I wanted to play a clip here because I don't want to just mention this and have new listeners not know that we're backing this up. I have all these different government people. It's not just Jesse Jackson. And I have TSA now with guns strapped to their hip, commando style, showing up where I live in Austin. They're everywhere. This is now happening. Army checkpoints, Marine Corps checkpoints. This is the plan. And they've had the governor of Illinois call for troops. They've had L.A. mayor call for feds on the streets, federal police, federal troops. This is, I guess, Chicago took over the federal government, so I guess the federal government now takes over Chicago, the joke goes. And all of this race card stuff against the Second Amendment doesn't make any sense. It turns the race card into the Joker card. Let's go ahead and go to that quick clip of Obama with his domestic security force he called for, and guess what? They're now setting it up.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, all of them never trust the original military when they take over. So they always create a new domestic security force made up of goons, criminals, thugs, and mercenaries. And that's what they're doing now under FEMA Corps. It's now rolling out with people in uniforms, many of them with sidearms, commanding citizen goon forces, Nazi brown shirts. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, we are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to talk to Jeremy Allseed. He is a combat veteran, and he has one of the most amazing gun shops, gun stores, slash biggest indoor shooting ranges I've ever seen. Reportedly, the biggest in the country outside Houston, and I was blown away by it, and a whole bunch of his crew, Iraq and Afghanistan veterans and Desert Storm 1 veterans, that are his trainers and security team, were listeners once I got down there. And it was amazing to just see the response of the media to guys walking around basically in combat gear with their shotguns and AR-15s and their Reapers and the rest of it, walking around on the edge of Houston in the middle of an office park next to restaurants. And that's the image people need to get used to. If we, the citizens, want to go out dressed like the police, all armed, that's our right if we feel like there's some type of danger out there. I felt completely safe with police and armed people all over the place. Where I don't feel safe is walking down the streets of one of the big city mafia-run places where they have off-the-chart muggings. I was seeing the statistics today, like 160-plus thousand reported muggings in London every year. I mean, it is just incredible, and the killings and the stabbings. We're going to be talking about that, but some people ask me, why are you talking about Piers Morgan? If he has a half million viewers on average, when I went on, it was a million, then 800,000, you know, for the next week. And we have the CNN head producer saying, oh, we want to get you back on soon. It's just Piers really doesn't. Yeah, we've never had ratings like this. Yeah, never had ratings in his 2 years on CNN until I went on there. And now he doesn't have them anymore. He's trying to get them back with Ted Nugent and people. It isn't going to happen. People are sick of it. They want folks to get in the face of the gun grabbers. And that's why they want to get me back on, but they got their clock cleaned because it broke people out of their trance. Tacticalfirearms.us if you want to check out the site. Also, when I before we go to our guest, I'm playing a few clips here first. He joins us via video Skype. I saw in the news that they had said that this gentleman had said, oh, I agree there should be background checks for bulk ammo buys. He never said that, and that was the media spinning when he'd been asked about that out of context. And Mike Adams has known him for about 5 years, and Mike Adams says he's the best guy he knows in firearms. And Mike's big into firearms, the health ranger, you know, frequent fill-in guest for us, contributor to InfoWars Nightly News. So I apologize for it yesterday, but it's not an apology that I was wrong. I went with mainstream media that was spinning it. I should know better. So I guess in a way it is an apology. You just cannot trust mainstream media. And no matter how much I know that over and over again, I still think that you can believe what they're saying. When it's local Houston media, even, I tend to believe local mainstream media more than national mainstream media. And as a rule, that's generally true, but still, it's a rule. There are major exceptions to that. Now, why is Piers Morgan doing all this? I have decided to engage Piers Morgan because I'm not going to let him sit there and put out the national talking points. Because even though when he's top rated on average, he has about 500,000 viewers, which is a joke. Old CNN had about 10 million just 15 years ago. They're a shadow of what they once were. Even though all of that is happening, they take his talking points and put it on Jay Leno and every other show, every other comedy show, Conan O'Brien, The Daily Show, CNN airs it on all their shows, Fox, MSNBC. That's why it's big. And when I ran into Piers Morgan, we're going to play a clip of this in a moment. When I ran into Piers Morgan, he said, oh, yes, you like the fame you've gotten. I mean, I have 3 million listeners a day conservatively, 15 million watch or listen one way or another a week. But I don't wear a crown and have a big entourage and all this. I guess I should. That gets people to pay attention. But here's Piers Morgan with his giant crew and satellite trucks and 15 people there with him standing around and booms and, you know, $300,000 cameras. It's the emperor's new clothes. And I had said that if they let me backstage with him to surprise him, I would be friendly. Well, it turned out that he'd actually read my article I'd put out on InfoWars. He says, well, you just said you wanted to shake my hand and be friendly. But he was there dropping comments like, oh, the fame you've gotten. Oh, you know, from me. Oh, my ears are still ringing and all this. So I hit back with, okay, Piers, why don't you have me back for another debate? Why don't you have me back on because, oh, you know I cleaned your clock. You know you got record ratings, but you know it actually woke people out of their trance. And that's the issue. Piers Morgan has admitted they're losing. Forbes has major data mining companies hired, NRA winning the influence battle over gun control, that this has actually backfired on them. So suddenly Obama is out there with the shotgun shooting to give everybody the image of, hey, I don't want to take your guns. Remember the clip 4 years ago? I'm not coming for your rifle, your shotgun, anything. Remember that? And now it's Piers Morgan going, I'm down here in Texas. I'm being friendly. I'm shooting the guns. I'm a nice guy. Come on. I just want to reasonably register you. And then he implied all these full auto military weapons the citizens could buy them. And no matter how many times the owner explained to him, the public can't get these unless a, you know, 6 month background deal and tax stamp and $5,000 bare minimum. And the really no crimes are committed with them. And Pierce shot all over the ceiling when he shot full auto. Full auto is almost worthless unless it's on a big tripod, in my humble opinion. We're going to go to our guest. But This is the reason we're engaging this guy. We went down there and took over all the local news, the dozens of national newspaper articles about this. We're now in there with our quotes saying, go look it up, saying he's losing his gun grabber debate. Everywhere the gun controllers get control, they take all the guns. This is disingenuous. They're not saying let's be reasonable for the kids. They are exploiting their deaths, and he's bragged that he stands on top of their graves and is using them. He's that arrogant. And Piers Morgan is not a good seller of gun control, but that shows how arrogant the globalists are to send a foreigner over here, a redcoat, not because he's British, but because he's anti-gun from Britain, coming to America to take our guns. That's 1776 redcoat. Even Ted Nugent said, you are the best poster boy against gun control. It's true. It blew up in their face. They failed. So they're declaring victory because I went and blew up on them. That's what we need, is to get people out of their trance, to wake America up. Paul Revere said, to arms, screaming, let's kill people. I'm not screaming, let's kill people. I'm saying the opposite. Let's get politically involved and take America back. What would an average so-called conservative do today if Paul Revere showed up saying, to arms, they're coming for the guns, let's start shooting? They would go and arrest them. They would go and kill Paul Revere. The average conservative would shoot him out the top of their window. If you can't handle me yelling at somebody, you've got a problem. And we're going to go to Tactical Response Owner, talk about his amazing tactical firearms. We're going to go to him here in just a moment. But first, I wanted to play the clip. And again, I walk in. I thought I was going to meet with the owner first. They walk me in, and it's Piers Morgan. He has this shocked look, but I'm shooting it on iPhone, didn't catch it. The head of Tactical Firearms says he's going to give me the tape of it because he has high def in there from his security footage. But he jolts back in fear. We'll get the response from our guest on what he saw in a moment. And I go, hey, I'm just, you know, here to be friendly. And I wanted, you know, to debate you again. You know, I was sick when I was on your show. Well, you can just hear it from the actual tape. Here it is.
Hey, how are you, mate?
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. You good?
Yeah, I hope you have me back on.
I hear you're a big customer here.
Oh, no, but some of my listeners are. They say it's the best around here.
Yeah. You good? Are you enjoying global fame?
Oh, well, I already had quite a few listeners, but no, it certainly went viral.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we should do another interview.
You might do.
And
my ears haven't recovered yet.
Do what?
My ears haven't recovered.
Well, it was good that I had a fever and was actually sick. That's why I was sweating. Mm-hmm. I almost didn't come because of that, but I said I'd do it. That's kind of why I got it. I didn't blow up on purpose. But I thought it turned out as, you know, good for people to think about the debate.
Sure, no, I want to talk to you. No problem with that.
Are you guys going live tonight?
Most of it, yeah. Maybe a couple of free records, but most of it's live.
Are you going to have me back on?
Well, I don't want to promote you that much, Alex.
I know, exactly. But I thought you won the debate, though. You were saying it was the best interview ever.
You said on your Twitter you wanted to shake my hand and have a civilized conversation.
Yes.
Here we are.
No. All right.
Good to see you again.
You said a civilized conversation.
I've had very civilized conversations in Texas since I've been here.
All right, well, good. We'll see. We just had a friendly talk right there.
Good to see you again.
All right, good seeing you. Good luck with the show.
Okay. Good to see you guys.
Okay. All right. How about we do this? Since we're going to be shooting, do you mind if these guys are going to be moving around a lot? If we're not part of the segment, we're going to be clear.
Yeah, I'll just step right back here.
It's totally fine.
Right.
Not during the segment, though. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
All right. No shot.
Well, okay, well, that's fine. It's just the owner told me that. I thought you guys are live tonight.
Yeah, but we're just taking this.
Okay.
Can we just do this after?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Are you a CNN guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought. Where's Jeremy, the owner? He was real nice to talk to him on the phone.
Right there.
Okay, great. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
But do you mind, sir? We got to get out of here.
Okay, I understand. This is like Obama shooting the shotgun.
But we can talk right
now. You're going to make everybody think you're pro-gun.
Thank you much.
Because you lost the debate. I won. You're scared to have me back on, Pierce.
Thanks, guys. Sorry about
All right, and Jeremy says he's going to get the high-def footage off his security system and upload that to YouTube or give it to us so we can see the response of Piers when I walked in, because I didn't know. I thought I was going to meet with Jeremy, who was then going to let me go surprise Piers Morgan and give him a bottle of water. And as I walked through into the shooting range, there's Piers Morgan, and he took a step back and was like he'd actually, you know, walked into his bedroom and seen a vampire or something. But then he recovered quite quickly, and I was nice to him. So he did get a chance to actually surprise him. He knew I was coming, but he didn't know I'd be walked right into him. And it turned out the security hadn't even been told to do that. They'd been told to take me to a green room. But by the grace of God, they took me right in. And again, we're doing this so he can't just operate on his own, so we can engage him in the debate and say, look, you don't want reasonable gun control to really try to protect innocents. You want a list to confiscate, as it has been done worldwide in every city you control. Now, Jeremy Allseed joins us, and he is the owner and founder of Tactical Firearms, a very interesting individual. And, of course, he just had that big show last night with Piers Morgan that's made national news again because of our protest outside and what happened. And again, at first I thought that they were pro-Piers Morgan because of disinfo put out by the media, so I was going down there to protest. Instead, they let us in. Until CNN freaked out and asked us to go, and it was just amazing. So, Jeremy, great to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, well, so much has happened. We did a taped interview yesterday that we're going to air tonight on the Nightly News, where you were very eloquent and broke down stuff for about 30 minutes. But out of the gates, what do you think of what happened last night?
I was really disappointed. You know, I take people for their word, just like you gave me your word and you kept it. You know, I give everybody that opportunity, and they told me it was going to be a live TV show, and over half of it was taped. And so the tape part, of course, was all edited. I didn't get any of my points across. They told me that just because it was taped, that they were going to leave it unedited. The whole 25-30 minute interview we did was unbelievable. And they said, we're even bumping a couple of things to put it in there. And I was all excited. And then I get home and I watch it, and, you know, they made me sound like an idiot. And I said, what the heck? So, I talked to my IT people this morning. They're pulling all the footage from the entire building, front, back house, every outside. And we're going to make our own maybe hour or two segment, and we're going to make it go viral with your help.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I told you on the phone driving up there when you were trying to get a hold of Mike Adams, and I got a hold of you because you were kind enough to reach out and say, I love it when you answer the phone. When I called you back, you go, friendly fire, friendly fire. That was hilarious.
And we're on the same team. I'm like, man, I'm getting all these emails. I literally got 200-something emails in 30 seconds from all your listeners, and they're like, you know, you communist bastard. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you talking about? That's not me. They said, Alex Jones says it was you. And I said, have him call me right now. So I called, you know, Mike. We've been friends for years. And I said, Mike, man, what's your boy doing over there throwing me under the bus?
Well, you've got a great company, and I certainly wish it was closer to Austin, but I may travel down there to do some shooting. Just an absolutely amazing facility. But expanding on this, I warned you. I said, they're going to end up taping. I said, let me guess, on the phone driving into Houston, I said, let me guess, they're telling you they want to just shoot some intro video. And you're, yeah, but they say most of it's live. And I said, no, they're going to make you look like an idiot. You go, well, great, I've got all the surveillance and high def and audio. And we'll just put something out. So this is the deal. I'd love, if you need, in fact, if you want to give us the raw footage, you can approve our edit of it, you know, to make it go more viral. These are about 15 minutes. And we'll show your interview what you really said. And that's the way to counter CNN. I've actually done that before, taped them in an interview and showed what I really said versus what they said. And they misrepresented you. They lied to you. And you have every right, I think, to expose them.
I agree. And I'll never have them back. Of course, I'd love to have you back to go do some helicopter hog hunts, full auto style. It's going to be fun. But, you know, I gave him a chance. I wanted to be a Texan. I wanted to be a Christian and, you know, open up my doors and try to show them the error of their ways. And because they said they want to be educated. They wanted to learn about guns because he hasn't handled a gun over 10 years. And so I took that as an opportunity to, you know, maybe show them that, you know, just because you don't understand guns doesn't mean you have to be scared of guns. And I let him shoot, you know, thousands of dollars worth of ammo, all the way from a 22 to a 50 BMG, Uzis, MP5s, Chris 45s, you name it. And the only thing they fixated on was a stupid AR-15. And then, of course, the Maldus, you know, saying, well, who needs one of these? And, you know, I've got a lot of high-end customers that purchase these weapons as investments.
You never hear about a crime being committed with a Maldus. What are you doing, shooting Godzilla?
Right. You know, at $3,600 a minute, most people, you know, even the wealthy can't afford just to, you know, let those things fly full auto. So.
Unbelievable. Well, I want to break down more of what happened, but this is the issue with mainstream corporate media and why it blew up at Piers Morgan. They lied to me and said, we're not going to have victims' families on right before you come on, even though I've been told by internal sources. Sure enough, they did. They got in my face. They made sniveling comments. And I wanted them to know, I know you're liars. And that's why I told you. I said, no, if you let me go in and talk to him and surprise him, I'll be polite and shake his hand. And I did what I said I'd do.
Yeah.
And you notice they lied to you. They always lie. That's what I'm saying. These are liars.
Right. I understand now. I had to give them a chance. I just had to. You know, I apologize for all my customers that, you know, feel disappointed because I let them into the door. It's just if we back down from our enemies and our foes that, you know, we have no chance to express how we feel.
Well, listen, you've absolutely got to release as soon as you can, you know, your real interview with him and what was really said, and then we could cut it in if you want, because I've got an expert crew, cut in to CNN, and it's all fair use to document what they did and show how they twisted it. What message did you really want to get across? Because, again, this has 3 million listeners. He has 500,000. He is huge when he goes viral, but he only goes viral when he gets constitutionalists, libertarians, and conservatives on. That's why he's getting people on, because he needs our audience. He even said, I don't care if you hate me, just watch. So he now has a bigger audience than he's ever had of people that hate him. I mean, can you imagine that?
Right. Well, you can go back and look at the video, and you can see 1 minute I'm wearing glasses, 1 minute glasses and hearing protection, next minute just hearing protection. And, I mean, you can see that it's all, you know, clipped and put together. One of the big things that, you know, I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to be a spokesperson. I don't have the statistics. But the one thing that I do know is if you look at all the mass shootings, they all happen in places where concealed carry were not allowed. And so I don't have the answer to fix all the problems. You can't ever fix all the problems. There's going to be crazy with or without guns.
Yeah, humans aren't perfect.
Right.
There's always going to be crazies. Always have been, always will be.
But
the only answer is good people protect ourselves.
Right. And these people are, you know, they're into self-preservation. They don't want to die, but they want to go kill people, and they're cowards. And so they look for a target-rich environment. And if you are given door A and door B, and you're the bad guy and you want to go kill people, and behind door A, you're guaranteed there's going to be nobody that's armed and nobody shooting back, and you've got door B, and door B, there could or could not be people shooting back. Which door is the bad guy are you going to choose? Door A. So we need to eliminate door A. So I'm going to make some T-shirts that say eliminate door A. I think that's the first step. We need to allow concealed carry in the movie theaters and malls and arenas. And, you know, it's brought up, well, you know, well, what happens if, you know, one of these CHL people actually shoots another person? You're thinking too far into it. If the bad guys know that there are guns behind the door, they're not going to go in and you're not going to have to use it.
Look, FBI crime statistics, 49% drop in violent crime since 1991, because you can watch the graph of crime going down as gun ownership goes up. I mean, they know this. Again, we try to argue with them with facts. They're authoritarians. They've got bodyguards. Piers Morgan makes like $8 million a year. He knows, okay? He knows he had his security. He knows it's about elitism, and they are afraid of the armed society because they want the monopoly of control. What else did you say to Piers Morgan that ended up getting twisted and cut out?
Well, one of the things when he was talking about home protection, I told him that a shotgun is excellent for home protection because it dissipates more, where a pistol or a rifle round doesn't deform as it goes through the sheetrock. And I've seen 5.56, 223, 9mm go through 4 or 5 walls, which are 8 layers of gypsum, and still have lethality. Where a shotgun, you know, after going through one wall, it definitely doesn't have enough to go through 2 walls, 4 sheets of shotgun, you know, or sheetrock through.
Flangible.
Right. And, you know, the whole point is the lead shot, absorbs it, or it. The energy stopped by the sheetrock, where a pistol or rifle round is not. And so in my 19 years of military and law enforcement, I've learned that that's why shotguns are the best for home defense. And because if you shoot a pistol and you miss, what you're going to miss?
You don't want to kill your kids.
You don't want to kill, exactly, or your neighbors. You don't want to go through 2 walls and a window. And so you're responsible for every round that leaves. Well, I said, you know, you even if you miss or you can't miss, and, you know, talked about because this is the round used because of the, you know, energy absorption, they cut that out. So the only thing that it, that I think it caught me saying was, you can't miss with a shotgun. And I'm like, well, what do you mean you can't miss? So I got, you know, slammed. People said, well, you can't miss the shotgun. What are you talking about?
No, they make you sound like a total idiot, and it sounds like you're saying, yeah, you shoot guns and kill your neighbors, but you can't miss with a shotgun. It sounds like crazy babble.
Right. And, you know, that's what happens when you have 30, 40 minutes of taping, and they show 11 minutes of it.
You know, so, one reason I blew up at Morgan, too, is that I'm in there about 10 minutes before we go live, sitting there with him. He's looking at me real coldly. And they're like, yeah, look, he's not wearing a jacket. Move him out front. Yeah, 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 look at the belly. And I hear him. And I, so they move us out. To, okay, Alex with his tucked in shirt has a little bit of a pot belly. And I mean, literally, I hear them whispering how to make me look bad. And it's just like, you're a bunch of cockroaches.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. And I see you and I know what you are.
Yeah, you're going to love the security footage. You know, when you had left the room, they said, oh, we can't allow him to ruin our show. And, you know, and I said, you know what? He's got freedom of speech. He can say whatever he wants. So, you know, I applaud you for coming out. And I'm glad the truth's going to get be known.
Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you've got quite a history in training and things as well, to be able to speak about the Second Amendment.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've always been an advocate of guns. I grew up in a military law enforcement family. I've been military and law enforcement since I got out of high school. It's just, it's something that I'm passionate about. I was blessed enough to be able to retire from the stock market and not have to do a 9-to-5 job. I shopped at the stores here in Houston when I moved here, and I was just upset that you either got, you know, crazy high prices over retail, or you go into another place and they're rude. Or you go to another place and they don't know the difference between a 380 and a 38. And just over 3 years ago, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning with a dream that I had a gun store with a range, and it was the nicest range in the U.S. Just it smoked everything. And then we had three principles, and that was guaranteed lowest prices, best customer service, and best knowledge in the business. And so I just moved forward with that dream, and here we are now. You know, we're doing well. Normally we do about $1 million a month. It's been pretty crazy here because of the surge, but now we're sold out and we're not making anything, but that's not the point. And the point is just take care of our customers and they'll take care of you and enjoy what we do.
Well, the good news is you told me you're going to be building something near Austin.
We are. Actually, what we're doing right now, we bought the land next door. We're going to be doing an indoor trap, skeet, and sporting clays facility.
Ooh, I like that.
Indoor 100-yard range, full manufacturing, 50 more pistol. We've talked to the owners of Twin Peaks. They're interested in putting their restaurant in our facility. Child care. So it's going to be a 10-story mecca of just come and do it all, a one-stop shop. And it's about $25 million. But at that point, it'll be the nicest facility in the world. Right now, we've got the nicest, most advanced shooting range in the U.S., and it will be the nicest in the world when this comes online. As soon as that's done, then we're going to move to the Woodlands in Dallas and the Austin-San Antonio area, or somewhere in between.
So instead of having the giant pro bass shops that look like huge motherships that have landed, we're going to have huge mega complexes with you heading it up. Beautiful, because we need wealth and we need success. We need an economy. And this is a beachhead against tyranny. That's why they're panicking so bad. We're about to go to break. I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you, an amazing interview. But tell me, what else did they say behind the scenes that we're going to be seeing on these videos?
Well, it's, I couldn't really understand much. Hopefully the cameras, since I have 130 high definition cameras with audio and video, picked up more than I could, because every time they wanted to talk, you know, they would go off in the corner and whisper in their little earpiece and stuff. And, I just know things kept changing. They said it was going to be live, and then they said, oh, well, this changed. Oh, well, this changed. Oh, but it's not edited. It's all raw footage. And oh, but this changed. And the whole thing was a lie. And so, you know, you can't trust a word that they say.
Well, no, they're there the whole time angling how to hurt you. Angling how to, they're there to deceive people and go, we're just reasonable. Look, Obama's shooting a shotgun. We're not going to take your guns. We just got a bunch of bills introduced to do it. We're your friends. Don't run. We are your friends.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.